Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we're speaking with Mr. David Flores Wilson, CFP, CFA, and CDFA. He is the founder of New York City's based Planning to Wealth, a financial planning blog that is a source for top financial topics and life planning considerations. David is also a financial advisor and named to this year's Investopedia Top 100 Financial Advisors list, and that's quite impressive. And Mr. Wilson, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Great to be here. Looking forward to chatting with you.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it as well. So for starters, how do you help entrepreneurs with their financial planning?
Sure. As you know, entrepreneurs are stretched in a lot of directions, when it comes to their family and business and personal life. So what I do is I work as a strategy partner, essentially, for those important business and personal issues, particularly around the life events. When people are getting married, selling a business, maybe even getting divorced. And what I do is I help them put a financial plan in place, and then help them make progress on that financial plan. And I give them strategies and financial planning tips along the way, and invest their money as well. And so, in general, for example, there's a serial entrepreneur that we work with that sold a business and has a young family, and they want to buy a nice home and go on great vacations and fund college education for their newborn. And, at the same time, he wants to build out a management team and a sales team and invest in technology. And, all these things take money. And so for us, it's, we really want to investigate his goals and his values and run through the data and do projections. As we do these, go through our checklists and our systems, we want to make sure that he doesn't miss any financial planning opportunities, and he can fund that new business without putting the family's goals and their financial independence at risk.
Fantastic. Good stuff to lead our session off here today. Now, how are business owners different when it comes to how they approach their financial planning?
Well, Eric, when it comes to financial planning, business owners, have a much more dynamic and, frankly, complicated situation than the, average professional. A lot of that has to do with there's just many stakeholders involved, right? In terms of there's not just sort of the family goals, but there's also what's business owner keeps in mind, what's sort of best for employees and investors and customers and suppliers and where that business owner is in their life cycle really makes a difference on their focus. And I think that a lot of it has to do with allocation of capital, right? What's the right amount to put into growth versus their living expenses versus, backup emergency funds or, as well as retirement. And so, one of the big themes is that a business owner's, so much of a business owner's net worth is tied up in the business. And so if it's appropriate to diversify away from the business, for example, one strategy might be for that business owner to buy real estate, to buy the real estate that the business operates in. And, that way, if the business owner wants to step away or there's a downturn in that market, they still have that income producing asset. And so, I think, for others, it's, they want to focus on sort of driving value and, towards a potential sale. And, it really depends on the business owner, but, if the business owner has a different focus and, it all has to do with what their goals are, which, tend to be a little more dynamic than the average person.
And that certainly makes sense that it is a little more complicated. Now, we have a lot of entrepreneurs that tune into this show, obviously. What is, in your opinion, the biggest financial mistake an entrepreneur can make?
Eric, there's this concept of alignment, right? And I think, not doing this sort of alignment is a big mistake. And what I mean by that is that, there's sort of what we're doing, right? Our financial behaviors, our spending, our saving, investing, and so on. And then there's what we're sort of driving towards in terms of our goals. But I think what business owners should keep in mind is also, you know, what's important to them. You know, what are their values? And, you know, there should be sort of a discovery process and saying, hey, you know what, like, we're doing this business and we're working towards this and I'm saving and I'm investing, and but what's it all for? And so I think if you're aligning your personal values, and, you know, whether that's you know, your family or philanthropy or spiritual values, I think that there should be alignment between those values, what the goals are, and then what you're actually doing in terms of financial behaviors. And I think when those are not addressed and not in alignment, I think that can be disastrous, right? Because it could mean that the business owner is not focused on the right things and could be doing all this hard work when, you know, that's not what's necessarily most important to them.
Certainly do appreciate your input there. Most helpful today, we are joined by Mr. David Flores Wilson, the founder of New York City-based Planning to Wealth, a financial planning blog that is a source for top financial topics and life planning considerations here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Wilson, what are some of the current financial opportunities for business owners today?
Sure. Given the, you know, the recent tax bill, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, you know, there's a whole host of different opportunities for business owners. You know, one of which I think is a sort of generational tax break, right? It's this concept of opportunity zones, which was put into the law and which people are starting to implement, is that, you know, there's sort of essentially three tax benefits for people that have capital gains, whether that's a business owner that sells their business or a real estate owner that sells their property, or even someone that has, you know, publicly traded stock and has low basis in it and they sell it. And so, you know, you can get three benefits, you know, one of which is deferral of that capital gain until 2027. You could reduce that capital gain in terms of by up to 15% if you hold for a certain time period. And then even bigger is that if you take that gain and invest it in a business or a real estate project, you know, that fits the qualifications, any additional gain is actually tax-free, you know, given, I think it's a 10-year holding period. So I think that's something that, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs should look at as they're, you know, they're thinking about, you know, their tax situation. And, you know, as you probably know, that, you know, the C corp rate has been lowered dramatically, as well as the corporate alternative minimum tax has been repealed. And so, you know, for some pass through businesses, it might actually make sense to talk to their CPAs, you know, to potentially convert their pass through business to a C corp if they're the right type of person, right? You know, if they don't have a lot of distributions on the horizon, because that effective tax rate is narrowed between, you know, the double tax entity of the C corp and pass through entities. And, you know, it might make sense, for example, if you're thinking about selling your business in the future and qualifying for qualified small business stock, which is another, you know, great financial opportunity that allows, you know, people that qualify and have a certain holding period in certain type of businesses to exclude $10 million of capital gains when they sell their business. So, yeah, there's just a lot of opportunities people should be thinking through with their financial advisors and CPAs to see, you know, if they can take advantage of some of these opportunities.
Now, with the possibility of a potential recession in 2020, would you encourage entrepreneurs to take any precautions when it comes to launching a business? Why or why not? What's your thought there?
Well, I definitely think that business owners should always be, you know, thinking about the risks and how to mitigate them. You know, whether that's, you know, keeping open access to capital or, you know, or choosing, you know, a very defined lucrative market in the first place. But, you know, when we take a step back, you know, this this environment for starting new businesses is pretty favorable relatively, right? It's a favorable tax environment, as we just talked about. You know, interest rates are very low. There's still sort of lots of equity capital looking for good businesses with great growth opportunities and good cash flow. You know, at the same time as well, you know, compared to sort of 10 years ago or 20 years ago, in many ways, startup costs have never been lower, right? And it's a tight labor market, but business owners are able to find virtual employees, you know, in other states or overseas. And, you know, obviously there are filing requirements and all sorts of Department of Labor things to consider. But, you know, that's a real plus for someone sort of, you know, starting out a new business nowadays. You know, as well, you know, real estate markets are very expensive, but, you know, given sort of the proliferation of all these sort of different co-working spaces, you know, business owners don't have to take on long-term leases or, you know, with a personal guarantee, they can, you know, sort of de-risk that part of starting the business. So I think overall, it's a relatively good business environment, but of course, they should always be thinking about, you know, what could go wrong. You know, if there's a recession, of course, then, you know, credit markets and capital will contract and, you know, there'll be less demand as well. So, but overall, I think it's a pretty favorable environment to start new businesses.
Mr. Wilson, really good to have had you with us. A lot of great information, food for thought as well. And we certainly also appreciate what you do in this space. I'm sure listeners want to know how they can tap into this resource, Planning to Wealth. I think it's awesome what you have in place. Where's the best place online to get all the details and to tap into this resource?
Yeah, it's at planningtowealth.com. You know, I think on the blog, I've done my best to sort of, you know, take some of the knowledge and the experience and some of the insight I've gained from working with different families and business owners, and just kind of put them out there for people to use. And the goal is to make it actionable, helpful advice. And hope people enjoy it.
No doubt that they will, and I'll certainly be tapping into this as well. You can count on that. Again, Mr. Wilson, all the best. Happy holidays, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Great chatting with you, Eric. Take care.
And let's do it again. We've been speaking with Mr. David Flores Wilson, a CFP, CFA, CDFA. He is the founder of New York City-based Planning to Wealth, a financial planning blog that is a source for top financial topics and life planning considerations. And for further details, visit planningtowealth.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.